Shout out to Indiana for being the host of the biggest night of college football thus far this season. I said it during the Ohio State game where Ohio State had the $20 million roster and had everything going for them. And this island of misfit toys, the Indiana University Hoosiers, are just a small little town in Bloomington. Their team's been nothing for so long. It's a basketball school. And then Cignetti rallies the boys from JMU in the MAC and from all over the country and got them believing and buying in. I choose to believe. In front of touchdown, Jesus, and everybody looking down. IU gets a massive win over Notre Dame. And Kurt Cignetti, who talked massive amounts of shit earlier, is going to be able to run that video for the rest of his coaching career. Shane, I'm sorry.
You're a real scumbag.
Now, Canada, listen, there's been some things said to me from Canadians that I guess I respect because of the passion that you have for your country, which I hope you understand that I was showing the same for mine. You booed my country. I heard from a lot of Canadians during the national anthem, obviously, the Rogers Center, overwhelming boo. My entire life, my first reaction when somebody boos the national anthem is, fuck you. I'm very thankful that I am from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in the United States of America. I'm very proud that I am from the United States of America. And is everything perfect? Absolutely not. But my dad went from being a truck driver to a millionaire because he taught his son a work ethic and that anything is possible on this land here in the United States. Now, I know that we're not the only country that has that happen, but in my life, that is the case. I've also moved out here to Indiana and got a chance to meet a lot of military members. I've been to a lot of bases. I know Gold Star families. I know people that have been affected for fighting for our country that really see the national anthem as, this is our shit. So anytime I've ever heard somebody boo our national anthem, my natural reaction is, let's fight. Now, a lot of Canadians have told me, why don't you do a little investigating on why we're booing? Did you hear what your president said? Okay, listen, I understand there's political differences at the current moment between us and Canada. But I feel like anytime I think of Canada, I don't think of what Justin Trudeau does. I think of the people of Canada. I think of Gumpy. I think of Poutine. I think of the magical times that I had up in Niagara Falls as a teenager at the Wild Mushroom, the old casino, the new casino. Let's not even talk about the adult ballets that maybe introduced me to a lot of things in life. I think about loonies and toonies and good times and mounties allowing teenagers puke in their streets because maybe we're a little bit overserved. That's what I think of when I think of Canada. I don't think of Justin Trudeau. I understand now from the Canadians that they have a lot more passion for their country than I could have ever imagined. A lot of terrible things have been said about me, and I understand it. You boo my country, I called your country terrible. Let's shake hands. And I still love Canadians. Got one in the building. Literally hired right off of a ship painting job in the Northwest Canada. His diction, his accent, the words he says, the way he says things, I think exemplifies what Canadians are as a whole. His attitude, his peace, everything like that. I love Canadians, but my first reaction whenever you boo our country is, okay, let's fight. I'm sorry. Let's go shake their hands. I hope we get settled.
I am very proud of my son, and I want the world to know that I love my child.
You're a great father. Very passionate father. We appreciate the hell out of you, man. Good to see you, dude. The way you eat is wild.
Yeah. Yeah, are you Irish?
I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah, smart.
Yeah, yeah, go to the back.
All right, here we go. In 16, I felt like maybe I should have won MVP based on the run that we had. And we played in the NFC Championship. The guy that did win MVP, Matt Ryan, and he beat the hell out of us. That determined maybe they made the right decision there.